Another break for borrowers. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A pause on federal student loan repayments that started in March of 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic is being extended again through the end of August.
Student loan payments were scheduled to resume May 1st, but pressure had been building for the White House to give borrowers more time. Some Democrats in Congress have called on the administration to forgive federal student loans. The moratorium provides relief to about 43 million Americans with a combined federal student loan debt of $1.6 trillion.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Biden today is expected to announce more economic sanctions on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the sanctions are aimed at forcing Russia into an economic choice to continue to drain resources or go into default. She says when it comes to the new sanctions expected today,
they will target Russian government officials, their family members, Russian-owned financial institutions, also state-owned enterprises.
Psaki says those targets, among many goals, hit at funding sources for the war and seek to isolate Vladimir Putin ideologically from his own people. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There's been a shooting in an industrial plant in South Carolina. Two people are wounded.
Anderson County authorities are investigating the shooting, which took place at the Frankishi plant.
Right now we have three people that have been shot, including the suspect is one of those.
Sheriff Chad McBride says the suspect, reportedly a former employee at the plant, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. The House votes today whether to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. The Justice Department would then decide whether to prosecute them. Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump answered committee questions yesterday. Her husband Jared Halpern testified for the committee last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some Republican lawmakers spar with Biden administration defense officials over its 2023 budget.
The House Armed Services Committee meeting Tuesday to hear about the Department of Defense's budget requests for the fiscal year 2023. The Biden-Harris administration requesting more than $813 billion for national defense, $773 billion of which would go to the DOD. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying.
We're still focused on three key priorities at the Department of Defense: defending our nation, taking care of our people, and succeeding through teamwork.
Republican ranking committee member Congressman Mike Rogers of Alabama, however, saying this request doesn't get the job done.
This budget fails to account for the record inflation the department is currently facing and severely underestimates its impact over the next year.
Tom Graham, Fox News.
A new coronavirus variant is identified in the United Kingdom.
As of late March, more than 600 cases of the new COVID variant XE had been detected in the United Kingdom.
I'm not seeing any data that suggests that it's more severe, but there haven't been enough cases probably for us to really know how it's going to play out.
Dr. Danielle Ompad is with the NYU School of Global Public Health.
It's unclear right now whether it's going to be important in terms of widespread transmission. And so it's just something that we're going to have to keep an eye on.
What is spreading quickly is the Omicron subvariant BA2. Millions in Shanghai, China lined up for COVID testing this week. And an ongoing lockdown has confined about 26 million people to their homes.
Fox 5 New York's Linda Schmidt. Paul McCartney's childhood home in Liverpool, England, will be used by unsigned musicians as a place to write and perform new songs to be played at a concert there for his 80th birthday in June. McCartney and John Lennon wrote some of the early Beatles hits at that house. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.